give you an article from the Review and Herald that gives you the pioneer position on the daily very clearly. This is paganism, and this term takeaway means that paganism is going to be removed. And the removal of paganism, although it wasn't truly removed, it was just that the nations, the pagan nations of Europe, ceased to call themselves pagans and began to call themselves Catholics, and Catholic is nothing more than a pagan professing Christianity, so it wasn't truly removed, but the profession was removed, and the resistance to the idea of a so-called Christian church being the spiritual leader of their countries, that was removed. And this process of removing this resistance and at the same time removing the countries, the powers that were opposing Catholicism during that time period, this is what was needed in order for the abomination that maketh desolate to be placed. And the abomination that maketh desolate is the papacy. So what you're seeing here is how the papacy is placed upon the throne of the world, and we know by Daniel 7 that when they're placed upon the throne of the world in 538 that they're going to continue for 1260 years. And the reason that I point that out is if you drop down to verse 35, if you're following along in verse 31, it's describing the persecution that follows after the papacy is placed upon the throne of the world. And it says, "And some of them of understanding shall fall to try them, and to purge, and to make them white, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed." This time of the end and the time of the appointed is the time of the end and the time appointed in connection with the papacy ruling the world. And if you look at verse 33, where it's talking about this persecution, it says, "And they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword, and by the flame, and by captivity, and by spoil many days." This many days is the 1260-year time period, and verse 35's time of the end and time of the appointed is when the 1260 years comes to a conclusion, 1798. So the history that's and the power that's under description here is the papacy, and this is the understanding of Uriah Smith and the pioneers very clearly. And what we've seen here, and what you can read in Daniel and Revelation by Uriah Smith, or in Stephen Haskell's book, Daniel the Prophet, is the history that takes place when the powers that had been holding back the Roman Church from ascending to the throne of the earth, when they